Morning.
Oh, we're gonna stand up.
Good.
71 years ago this morning, Allied forces landed in Normandy. Please remember that, and you, I would ask you to please join me in the pledge. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. There are a couple of things that are very important to us this morning. One is that we deliver the message to you about what's going on, and we hear from you any questions you have of us. Now, our time is a little bit constrained this morning because we're kind of the visitor. And the homeowners will be meeting it in about an hour and a half. Somewhere here, you will find 3x5 cards and lots of pencils. I want you to write down the questions you might have or comments. If you want to put your name down, that's fine. We'd really like to get your email address and incorporate you into our database. And we encourage you, and you'll hear us encouraging you to please go to our website if you need any updates and you really want to know kind of what's going on. We have direct links between our website and Calaveras County Water District and the State of California Department of Water Resources. But I have some business, structure business, I must take care of first. Because we're time constrained this morning, I'm gonna please ask you to keep your questions and comments towards the end. We're gonna have three main presenters. Tom Schneider, who's our Director of Finance, and he's also the Chair of the Long Range Planning Committee, and he will explain what that is. And Dave Hicks, who's the General Manager of the Water Company, and Tom Elson with Ludorf and Scalamini. You've probably heard him before to talk about the world of water. I asked him a simple question yesterday, how will the drought end? And maybe you'll have some magic for us. But the morning cannot go on without me and us thanking all of you for your effort in conservation. I can't begin to tell you how important that is. But I can begin to tell you how successful you've been. So please keep it up. The habits, the behavioral changes we'll put in place now will carry with us long after the drought is over. We saw that happen in the mid-70s when there was a last pretty good drought in California. Population of California is about 27 million then. 38, 39 million now. We use less water today than we did then. We have to use less in the future. I think you'd all agree with me, as we all grew up, there were days when the power went out. That's why we have flashlights and candles in the house. And we learned as kids the dangers of candles. But I can never remember turning the faucet on, the water didn't come out, ever. And I'll bet you share that same experience. Our collective goal is to make sure that doesn't happen. The more we save now, the better the supply will be in the future. And I think you know with a well-watered groundwater system, we have little idea how much water is down below. We can't see it. This water company is not like a surface water company like Calaveras County that has dammed water, where you can look out at the lake and see the stick, see the numbers on the stick, see if the water supply is up or down. We cannot do that. We asked for a 35% rollback and you delivered it. The days and evenings news are full of reports like this, of communities that are struggling, or better, communities are ignored. and the state coming in a little bit late, I think, on trying to get conservation efforts in place. Heard an interesting presentation recently that collectively about water in California. Only about 10 to 12% of the water applies to people. But it seems like we've encumbered all the rules. It seems like we're going to mitigate the water shortage in California. Well, I promise you, if you talk to farmers, they're going to guarantee you they're carrying a share of the burden also. So with that, thank you for saving. Please give me a moment to introduce the board of directors. Dave Owen, who's our vice president. Tom Schneider is our treasurer, master of the monies, and the chair of the Long Range Planning Committee. The Long Range Planning Committee was formed 2 or 3 years ago because we needed a strategic plan, and we have one. It has to be a little bit flexible, and it is, because the world changes, and it has. And with him on that committee are George Paul, another director, Sharon, we're limited to three members of the board on the committee, and Joe Morgan, who's a member at large. They have plotted for you, and I encourage you to get a copy of it, our roadmap into our future. Also, I'd like to introduce Steve Albert, Paul Penny, Lee Schmeeds, New Bergstrom, Dave Hicks, and anyone I missed.
Michael Minkler,
who's our legal, lest I not forget him, handles all of our legal affairs. I'm going to ask the Director of Elections to come forward. Tom Schneider volunteered to do it at the weak moment because there was a shortage of people at the meeting, and the other two of us are running for re-election. So he has a pro forma piece he has to do about declaring a quorum and talking about the voting results. I will come back. We'll talk about the approval of the minutes from last year's meeting, and we'll get on with the meeting itself. Thank you.
Good morning. First of all, I would like to thank Joanne Paddleport, Inspector of Elections, and her assistant, Jeannie Multap, for their time and effort in counting the ballots and proxies. The bylaws of the water company require the presence in person or by proxy of 25% of all shareholders in good standing to constitute a quorum for the transaction of business at this annual shareholders meeting. We have 2,025 shareholders with 49 delinquent as of May 31st, 2015, leaving 1,976 eligible votes. 25% of that number is 494 votes, which are needed for a quorum. We have received 514 eligible proxies. Therefore, business can be conducted legally. I guess I need to give you the results. I'd like to congratulate Bob McGinnis and Dave Owen as returning members of the Board of Directors of Blue Lake Springs Mutual Water Company. And after the conclusion of our water company's portion of this annual meeting, their presence will be required in the lanai room downstairs to elect officers for the 2015-2016 year. Thank you.
Sure, applaud him. You should have a couple of copies. There are documents that are available. We hope everyone does get a copy of one. Is the minutes of last year's meeting. I was not here last year. I was at Normandy Beach. Um, And if there are any additions, changes, or corrections, I'd like to hear it. If not, I need someone from the audience to move its approval. And for that, you have to raise your hand, stand up, and say your name loudly.
President McGinnis?
Yes, ma'am.
Pardon me. We do have a change. We would like to delete Michael Minkler from being at the meeting last year.
Actually, okay. Wasn't at that one.
So with that correction, we're okay on the table?
Yes, ma'am.
What do you need, Bob?
Motion to approve the meetings as amended.
So moved.
For the minutes. Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Please. Thank you.
I'm sorry, who?
It was me.
You first.
Second. Second. So the minutes will stand as printed. Thank you very much.
Who was the second?
Doug Nunes.
Thank you, Doug.
Next item is the President's report. I mentioned you. There are a couple of documents you should get. A copy of the minutes. It talks about last year. But more importantly, is a copy of the Long Range Planning Committee is doing. They're not historians. They're talking about the future. Tom is going to be talking about it in a few minutes. He's covering a lot of numbers and programs. We're addressing things you're curious about, like the most frequently asked question to me is, when are we going to go to meters? Well, we would have started that a couple of months ago, except we've come across some funding opportunities that didn't exist a year ago. You may recall in the last, California's last general election, Propositions 1 and 2 were passed. Those were water bonds. And we are eligible to compete for those bonds. Whether we'll be a success or not, we don't know yet. The rules of engagement haven't been published. And there are other funding sources available and grants. The only thing I can assure you, if we do not apply, we'll get nothing. So we're in the process of an application for meters, and you will hear about that. We've been looking for alternative water sources. Because we have to. And I'll tell you in one word that finding additional wells in the Arnold area is going to bust. We spent 2 years drilling holes in properties that have to be for sale. We just can't pull up in your front yard and look for water. We reached out to Ludorf and Scalamini and asked them what are the most probable places in this region, this area of Arnold, that would provide water to us. They identified those. We examined 9 or 10 of them. We found water in 2. At a production level that is substantially below anything we experienced in the past. Now I'll let you draw your own conclusions why the water levels are low. But you can't help but think that because of the drought, and I don't want to beat up the D word a lot, but the drought is a cumulative impact, or has a cumulative impact on us. And it's been coming slowly. Tom Elson will talk about it. And again, I asked him yesterday or the day before, I've forgotten, when's it going to end and how will it end? And I know he'll have some wisdom for you. There was an interesting sign that one of our employees saw somewhere down near Felton, California, and said, just because it rained yesterday doesn't mean the drought is over. And I think we all embrace that. We've been working heavily with two outside water companies that are neighbors of ours. Those two because there are only two. Utica Power and Water Authority and the Calaveras County Water District. Utica Power says, sure, we'll be happy to sell you water, but the cost of getting the water to us is out of the ballpark. Somewhere between $6 and $10 million. Calaveras County 2 years ago said it was illegal to sell us water. And now they've rethought that for all the right reasons. They've got a manager working with them that has attended our meetings and wants us to be a successful partner with them. I want to stress that if we develop a partnership with Calaveras County Water District, it's for the sole purpose of purchasing water. No different than when you go to a gas station and put gas in your tank. You're not buying the tank, you're not buying part of the property, and the guy that runs a gas station doesn't own your car. 3 or 4 years ago, or 2 years ago, I'm starting to lose track now, there was some time that we thought about annexing or merging with Calaveras County Water District. That is not the case today. But they've been very cooperative, and I'd like to thank, and she's here this morning, Ruth Underhill, who's our representative to Calaveras County Water. Thank you. You'll be hearing more about that. There are few alternative sources to water. We've all learned that. And some of you have heard the term gray water. Gray water is a water term for used water. Not as fancy as the term recycled, because recycled can mean other things. I would encourage you, if you're especially a full-time homeowner up here, to look into gray water options. They're not impossible to construct. The county requires some permitting if you're going to be hooking up certain types of gray water systems. And I'd offer to you that we'd like to appeal to the County of Calaveras to reconsider the $150 charge they have for a permit for a gray water system when we're trying to save water. And ask them, at least during the drought, to mitigate that. Now, we haven't presented them with anything, and they have their business they must conduct. But the least we can do is ask for it. If you're not familiar with gray water, you've never heard the term before, or you're not sure what you can do, I encourage you to go to our website. The initials B, like boy, LSMWC.com. You'll hear it's in everything we do. Blue Lake Springs Mutual Water Company.com. Please visit, go to gray water and click on it. There are infrastructure improvements that we must do. Tom will be talking about that. We still have pipelines that run between properties and through some backyards and up and down some hills. They have to go into the utility right away. We are actively seeking funding sources for matters like that. It's expensive. We've already converted part of our system. We want to do the final part. And you're going to see some action on that in the next couple of years. Along with infrastructure improvement will come improvements to our water treatment plant. As you know, we treat the groundwater that you receive. The water, if we are successful in completing negotiations with Calaveras County, we'll be receiving treated surface water. During the late 90s and early 2000s, the water company here was on CCWD water for 10 or 12 years. Now, maybe some of you can tell the difference. I can't. 2 years ago, we were on CCWD water while we shut our wells down and did some necessary maintenance. Again, that is close. A successful conclusion is close before us, and we're anxiously looking forward to it. Such a partnership and such a secondary or redundant water source allows us to do maintenance on our system and lessens the stress on the wells. None of this will work if we don't conserve. You're gonna get tired of hearing me say it, but thank you for all the efforts you put into conservation. I want to reintroduce Tom Schneider. Tom's going to be talking about money. Please applaud him loudly when he does. And his long-range strategic planning committee, he's going to talk about the results. I can't tell you how important it is, how successful they're going to make us. And I can't begin to tell you the amount of time that he and George Paul, Sharon Tobias, and Joe Morgan put into plotting a blueprint, if you will, for where this water company needs to go. We are not hinged to the past. We can't undo some things that haven't been done. But we can sure improve things as we go forward.
Okay, so the first thing I'm going to talk about is the annual treasurer's report. And I'm going to start back in June of last year and take you through the last year here. In June, our operating accounts budget was $853,000. And as of June, we had spent $381,000, which was 50%, so we were right on target at that point. In the expansion and improvement accounts, our budget was $1.333 million. Of that, $404,000 came from 2013 carryover in our capital improvement account. And as of June, we had spent $357,000, which was only 27%. The total budget was $2,186,000. As of June, in total, we had spent $738,000. The underspending was primarily in the E&I accounts due to delayed progress in some of our well developments.
E&I is what?
Expansion and improvement. It's long range. So, to go along with that, our E&I expenditures only totaled $58,000 on six wells at that point and $83,000 on our water master plan. At the end of 2014, total expenditures were $734,000 in operating accounts, which was a 5% underrun for the year. In expansion and improvement accounts, year-end total expenditures were $965,000, a 16% underrun. Again, it was primarily due to the slower than planned progress being made on our new well developments. We had a few issues on a few of the sites that delayed some of our completion plan milestones that we had there. Some of the large underruns because of that were due to the wells and the fact that all the management and everything associated with that expenditures were lower there. So at the end of the year, as far as our primary expenditures, we had basically, we had completed the water master plan in July for $139,000, and we had an additional $689,000 on wells, which now totaled eight well sites, which was two more from the June period of last year, with seven test wells drilled in 2014 to go along with the two test wells that had been drilled prior to 2014. This year, at the end of last year, the bank account balances were $189,000 in operating accounts, $933,000 in expansion and improvement accounts, $75,000 in emergency accounts, totaling $1.19 million. That was the end of last year. Based on residual carryover in our capital improvement accounts over the last couple years and the E&I underruns that we had, a total of $997,000 was brought forward to 2015. $235,000 of that was allocated to operating accounts, and $962,000 was allocated to E&I accounts. Our 2015 budgets, operating is $814,000, which was reduced $39,000 from last year, 5% less. Expansion and improvement accounts is $1.617 million, which increased $284,000, which was a 21% increase from 2014. Based on the carryover, Although we were expecting a 10% growth in expenses for this year, the shareholder residence and lot fees were only increased by 2%, which was the then rate of inflation. In 2015, resident lot fees income amount to $510,000 for operating and $840,000 for E&I. The status through June, or through April, I'm sorry, operating accounts as of April month end, we have achieved 95% of our annual income. With 33% of the year passed, expenses are at 35% of our annual budget, slightly ahead, but there are some expenses that come in the first quarter of the year that have already hit. We are in good standing in almost all of our accounts. We're a little overspent in our office expenses. We moved out of this building down into town, and we're leasing a spot down at RoboBank. And with all the expenses related to the office, we're just slightly ahead of plan there. There should be no problem meeting our annual operating budget. Expansion and improvement accounts as of April month end, we have achieved 93% of our annual income. With 33% of the year passed, expenses are only 19% of our annual budget. A lot of that is due to what Bob was referring to as far as the success that we've had on a lot of our test wells being not what we had hoped. The system, in system additions, we had some expenses there for wells, our existing wells 2 and 3, with some new meter purchases and installation that were required by the state. We have some engineering and legal support that's being spent in the areas of our surface water options. We are also, we've also budgeted $10,000 so far for the grant and loan services with MC Engineering. In our new well developments, we had budgeted $1.18 million. So through April, we've only spent $103,000. We recently reallocated $75,000 of that $1.18 million to a conservation rebate program. That has that been published? Mm-hmm. So if you haven't read about that, you can do so on our website. We are also expending money on the office relocation, which is being replanned a bit now based on our revised priorities, but so the new office building that was in our long range plan still is, but down in the lot right down the street, we've decided that we're just going to continue with the plan 2015 items that were in the budget, which was for engineering, tree removal, and septic. Beyond that, we're not going to go any further until we meet some of our other higher priorities. As of April month end, we have $1.3 million remaining in our E&I budget. Based on the results of the new well developments to date, the potential grant and loan opportunities that we're pursuing, and the ongoing surface water options, the planned ex-